This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You heard Savannah there in the update. Yes, I'm very sorry. We have a short show today. The Nats play a day game, 12:15, first pitch. Landfill's broken up to not work as long today, but we're going to persevere. And to help us do so right now is my friend Scott McBrien, of course, former Maryland quarterback, DC, DMV, Hall of Famer. Scotty, what up? Thanks for making time.
JP, thanks for having me, my man. DC Hall of Famer, wow.
I just know you're roughly there, so I just said it.
Yeah. Maybe Bethesda, Maplewood Boys Club Hall of Famer, but that's about it.
Maplewood Boys Club, two-time Washington Post All-Met. That seems legit, right?
Yeah, I'll take that.
We'll go with that one. So, dude, I wanted to have you on. Last year, obviously, the Commanders were, like, in the quarterback circuit. They were clearly going to draft a QB with the second overall pick. You and I text all the time, and you gave me your quarterback rankings just as far as last year's class, who you liked, who you didn't. And your rankings ended up looking pretty damn correct. You went Jaden, Bo Nix, and then you really liked Michael Penix also.
Yeah.
Jaden and Bo Nix were absolutely the two best quarterbacks last year. I think Penix showed a ton. Do you have any sort of look ahead for this year's class, not the star-studded group from last year?
Yeah, I do, JP. I mean, you know, it's hard for me to really break these guys down. You know, I'm not in film rooms. I watch them on TV. Obviously, I play the game at a high level. I kind of know what I'm looking at. But just as far as talent, right? I mean, and we're talking the big picture, right? I think they got it right this year. I mean, I love Cam Ward. I watched him a lot at Miami. I watched the way that, you know, he's able to throw the ball. His arm talent is impressive. I mean, you know, the way that he throws the deep ball is unheard of. He's smooth in the pocket. He can make plays when the rush is upon him. You know, watching him last year, he did make, you know, some mistakes here and there, inconsistent with the ball, some accuracy stuff. But, like, you know, all that's going to come. You know, to me, he reminds me of Lamar Jackson. I mean, he really does. I mean, I think he deserved to go number one overall. The dude can play, and I know the Titans are going to love him when he gets to camp. So he's going to be fun to watch.
Dude, it's crazy. For all the excitement, I've watched a bunch of Miami games just kind of because of him, and I really enjoyed watching him. And he wasn't the conversation in the draft at all. All anybody did was talk about Shador and Travis Hunter and all this other stuff. I think Cam Ward is good, and I'm really excited to watch him play. What's your take on Jackson Dart with the Giants?
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I think he's my number two. That's what I said. I mean, this draft, they were pretty on point. I mean, I love Jackson Dart. You know, he's coachable. You know, I watched him on some of those Gruden, the classroom stuff that Gruden does, and he's very impressive. He's smart as hell. Did you see that interview he did with the Giants? I mean, they grilled him for hours on formations and calls and checks and defenses and blitzes. And, dude, he nailed every single one. And that's impressive. Look, I've been in those film rooms before. I've been grilled by quarterback coaches and head coaches before. And that stuff is not easy. Putting you on the spot like that, having to go up to a whiteboard and draw out a formation and call your checks and understand what the defense is doing and knowing where you're going to go with the ball before the ball is even snapped, and he nailed it. So off the jump, mentally, that dude is as smart as it gets, and it shows. I mean, he was a high draft pick this year. I mean, he played great last year, and he's really going to be fun to watch. His arm strength, his talent, his ability to make plays outside of the pocket. I mean, the kid can do it all. He does remind me of Bo Nix, man. So I like Jackson Dart, and he's going to be a fun one this year.
I actually like that comp with Nix for him. I thought Sean Payton did a really good job with Bo Nix. It'll be interesting to see if Daboll can do the same. Everybody says that Daboll's his quarterback whisperer, and we haven't really seen it. We're talking with our friend Scott McBrien here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. Of course, we remember Scotty leading the Terps to back-to-back bowl wins, now running the McBrien Group, focused on getting high school kids to the right colleges, getting the NIL deals right, doing it the right way, because there's a lot of stuff out there that is not. I got two more. I do want to talk Shador, but I'm trying to make it in order because he was a later pick. What about the kid in New Orleans that might get the starting job? The Tyler, I can't figure out how to say his last name. Shock, whatever. Now that Carr retired, that dude's in the driver's seat.
He is. It's all a matter of putting it on the field, right? I mean, that's another smart kid. I mean, God, it's just like the IQ of these quarterbacks these days, JP, are like, man, I think of what I did back in the day, and I'm like, man, I just played backyard football. I mean, Ralph Friesen cut this playbook in half for me. I mean, in half, because it was that Stan Humphries, San Diego Chargers playbook, and I had to learn that thing, and it was darn near impossible. But for him to cut that thing, I think it was probably even more than half to 25%. It's hard, man. It's easy to do it on a chalkboard. It's easy to do it on a whiteboard. But when the bullets are flying, you got blitzes coming off the edge, and you got Javon Kearse screaming down your neck, and you got to make a read and a throw, that's what separates these quarterbacks. And it's crazy watching all these quarterbacks, in these Gruden sessions and hearing them call plays and seeing how smart these kids are. It's like, man, that is how you play the position at a high level. It's all mental. I mean, all these quarterbacks can throw it 80 yards down the field. All these quarterbacks can put it on a dime, but it's a matter of being smart and putting your offense in a position to succeed when that ball snapped. And if you can do that, man, you got the keys to the Maserati. So, yeah, I like him too, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And then lastly, Shador.
Shador.
Watching him play football, he's pretty good on the field. And a whole lot of stuff happened outside of that. But what do you think are his chances in Cleveland?
Well, you said it right there. It's Cleveland, right? I mean, does Tom Brady win in Cleveland? I'm not sure. Maybe he does. I don't know. I would have liked to see him go somewhere else other than Cleveland. You know, you're not setting yourself up for success with the Browns. But, you know, to your point, I do think Shador can play. I mean, I've watched him for the last 2 years, and I know he's got talent. And he's got a good coach behind him who's been teaching him for a long time, right? But it's the off-the-field stuff that concerns me. You don't want to be a cancer in the locker room. Not saying that he is, but, you know, we've seen some of the social media posts and we've seen some of the content that they've put out there on Shador. And as a quarterback, man, that is the opposite of who you want to be. You want to be quiet. You talk about Cam Ward not being talked about. You know why? Because he's quiet, man. He's a quiet leader, and that's why he succeeds. So I think if Shador can figure it out off the field, I do think that he's going to be a pretty solid quarterback. You know, he's got all the intangibles. He can throw the ball. He can move outside of the pocket. He's not the fastest quarterback in the world. But at this level, man, you just got to have the right head. And I think if Shador can find a way to kind of buckle down a little bit and be coached off the field, I do think he can have a pretty good NFL career. It's just a matter of figuring all that out. But what worries me is he's in Cleveland, right? We all know how that goes.
Sure.
So we'll just have to wait and see.
Not only in Cleveland, but they draft two quarterbacks after they – sign Flack. I mean, that whole thing just seems like a mess.
Yeah, they're loaded in that meeting room. They have five or six quarterbacks.
Right.
And Dylan Gabriel, they got him too.
And Deshaun Watson is still floating around. Like, I mean, he's hurt. Who the hell knows? You know what I mean?
It's Cleveland, man.
Right. Talking with our friend Scott McBrien here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. Give a follow to the McBrien Group. That is Scott's foundation that's trying to help some of these young kids get to college the right way. I know you're getting these kids where they want to go, Penn State, Syracuse. How are things going with the McBrien Group? I know we got this dinner tonight. I'm fired up to talk to Coach Locks, Madu Williams. It should be cool.
Yeah, no, it's something that's just kind of, you know, evolved over the last 15 years, right? It's really just providing access and resources to help create opportunity, right? I mean, you know, I was fortunate enough to have an opportunity. I didn't have many, but, you know, coming out of high school, I had one opportunity, one offer, and I capitalized on that. But I always think, where would I be today if I didn't have that opportunity, right? Well, I was able to turn that one scholarship offer, that one opportunity, into 30 wins in 3 years and two bowl MVPs, right? But it's like, looking back, if I didn't have a coach like Bill McGregor, if I didn't have a support system, and if I didn't have the resources battling for me to help me get that one opportunity, who knows where the heck I'd be, JP, right?
Right.
It's more of just, you know, providing the access, providing the resources, and helping create opportunity for these kids, because every kid deserves a shot. It's just about finding that one perfect opportunity to help these kids shine. So, yeah, no, it's been fun. It's been a fun last few years, and, you know, we're only growing from here.
That's awesome, man. I'm looking forward to it. Last thing, you are – somebody that played football at a really high level, you know, spent time with the Packers organization. But now you're a dad with little kids and you try to juggle being a dad. And I know last year with Jaden Daniels, how much my daughters, your kids, like the entire area all of a sudden cares about the burgundy and gold again.
No doubt.
How do you feel about the Christmas game?
You know, I know we were on some text chains, and we've got a few buddies and friends wanting to go down there for Christmas Day. I think it's awesome. I mean, anytime you get the Commanders on TV, national television, on 2 days, Thanksgiving and Christmas, it makes that day so much more special, right? I mean, growing up here as a Washingtonian, rooting for the, you know, the Redskins back in the day, now the Commanders. You know, we lived and died by that team and that franchise. And we lived through some really great years. And, you know, to have a lot of that starting to come back to us with obviously the, you know, the winning season last year and now the stadium coming about, being back in D.C. and having a franchise quarterback at the helm. I mean, it couldn't be a better time to be a Washingtonian. So anytime you got a big game against a big time rival on national television, it's a must see. In some cases, it's a must go. So, you know, it makes that day 50 times more special and 50 times more cooler to have the Commanders playing on Christmas Day.
Absolutely, dude. All right, we got to run. We got an early Nats game. I will see you tonight. Thanks for the time, Scotty.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right, everybody, check out the McBrien Group Twitter and Instagram. Really cool stuff they're doing there. Thank you to everybody that joined the program today. Thank you to Joe Beninati. Thank you to Scott McBrien. Thank you for the folks that called. B and I will do a full schedule review when he's back, which I'm not entirely sure when that is. Tuesday, I think. So it's me and Toby probably Monday. We got to go. Nats baseball coming next. Thanks for listening. If you made it this far, White Brian owes you 20 cents.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.